It's a privilege and an honor for me again to share the platform with Cynthia McKinney, and it's been an honor for me to be asked to be a commissioner on this panel. The importance of 9/11 truth cannot be overemphasized. It is impossible to overemphasize the issue of 9/11 truth. Now, the attacks themselves and the false explanations both have been a springboard not only to further criminal agendas by those who wield military and political influence in their bid to maintain a one-way flow of cash and natural resources and labor. And notice I don't make any mention of nation states when it comes to these deep political issues, because a lot of the deep politics transcends the dialectic of nation states. We have to think beyond nation states sometimes. Our foreign policy, to some extent, may be executed through Washington, but it often does not originate there. It's very important for people to understand that when they probe these issues. Now, the false explanations that have been put forth by the mainstream media has, in a very powerful way, intellectually arrested many of not only the American public opinion, but also many peace activists' opinion. Their opinions have been arrested. And using 9/11 as a platform for peace activism while not addressing 9/11 truth is just purely on the realm of logic completely absurd. The whole Muslims gone bad plus overwhelmed or incompetent intelligence equals 9/11, that just doesn't cut it anymore for anyone with the slightest amount of mental capacity to read the facts as you're going to have them presented to you today. But it's not just presenting the facts. It's not even digesting the facts. As the evidence grows, we need to be psychologically strong enough to face the implications like Bob just mentioned about how deep this can go. As the evidence grows, we have to be completely dissatisfied, and forgive me for using medical lingo, I can't help it, but with incomplete diagnoses, with partial truths, or with just treating or addressing symptoms without trying to root out root causes. Now, any activist working for peace, anyone who claims to be a truth seeker, has to be honest. If you're not going to be honest, then you might as well just get out of the game. At some point, everyone has to ask themselves, well, am I more committed to my role as a spokesperson? Or am I more in love with my soapbox than I am with seeking truth? Am I more satisfied with occupying a niche in the activist scene than I am with seeking the truth? And as a physician, I often ask myself, am I just satisfied treating symptoms and not trying to get at the cure? I just want to draw an analogy for you to really just bring the point home. Say you were a patient of mine and you came to me with a cough, some malaise, not feeling well. I'd advise some rest, maybe some steam inhalation, maybe take a chest x-ray. On the chest x-ray, I might happen to see a little nodule in your lung. But continue to hack away, come back days later, I hear some wheezing. Maybe it's allergy season. I'll give you a little inhaler. How many asthmatics are there out there? Use their inhalers and some anti-allergy medicine. And days later, you come back, you're still hacking, you're still coughing. Except this time, you're bringing a phlegm. Well, then I'll give you a very strong cough suppressant, something that numbs the entire upper airway so you don't really feel the need to cough. And after a while, you're better, and you come back again, coughing, bringing up more phlegm, this time with fevers and chills. Aha, pneumonia. I'll diagnose. It's pneumonia. Give you some antibiotics, give some fluids, and you're better for a while. And then again, you come back. This time, you're losing weight. You're dehydrated. The fevers continue. Well, no problem. I'll hospitalize you. Give you some IV fluids. I can correct the dehydration. Give you some nutrition. We can even give nutrition through the IV if you're not hungry. A week later, your cough becomes bloody. First, a little bit of blood-tinged mucus, then gobs and gobs of blood. Well, that's okay. I'll transfuse you. I'll just give you blood back through your IV. No problem. Then the nausea, the vomiting, the blurry vision. You can't walk right. The lymph nodes in your neck are golf ball-sized. What's all of this, at this point, you're asking? Well, it's what's called a paraneoplastic syndrome, from cancer that spreads. Now, how absurd is it to just treat symptoms and not diagnose root causes? how absurd it is to treat symptoms of cancer but not even mention the word cancer. Many activists don't even want to go near the 9/11 truth issue. It's completely diagnostically dishonest not to approach this issue. Making partial diagnoses, treating symptoms in the face of obvious signs that there's something much deeper is harmful. It's harmful, and it allows the perpetrative agenda to be unnoticed. So I hope you open your ears and pay attention. I'm going to learn a lot today. I've been following this issue. I've been very supportive of 9/11 truth, and I hope we have a great session. Thank you.